what's the fine line between trying to twist yourself, your program, to fit the current people that you already have that you're talking to, versus finding the right people for your ideal program design? Because, oh, I would love to run a group program about this, designed in this way. How do I find the right people, George, who would love to join my group program, versus my current people? Some of them might, and some of them, lots of them don't. All right. Age old question. Okay. And I'll tell you, this is a question of audience building and marketing, because here's what I've noticed. Who is more likely to sign up for a group program? Someone who just met you, or someone who's been following your content for months or years? I mean, the answer should be obvious. Someone who just met you. No, I'm kidding. No, the answer is clearly, if they're going to be paying several hundred dollars or probably several thousand dollars for your group program, are they going to do that when they first met you? Yeah, sometimes that happens if you have very flashy marketing that's very instantly attractive, which I don't like to go for, because the people who are attracted instantly to your marketing and like they sign up when they first get to know you. I've had many of those instances over the years, thankfully. They're usually not long-term people. Usually not, because they are someone who got easily attracted to you, and immediately before they know you well, they're paying a huge amount. You know, sometimes they work out, but many times they don't work out for the long term, and maybe not even for the short term. The people, however, who have gotten to know you over time, consumed your videos, particularly your videos, but even your writings is okay too, or listen to your podcast or whatever, and just months and years, ideally, and they're like, you know what, George, I'm ready. I'm so eager. I've been looking at your group program maybe 3 months after I got to know you, 6 months after I started looking at group program. But now, 3 years later, I'm all in. They're in for years. Okay. They're in for years. And so when you say finding the right people, I'm thinking, what do you mean? Do some really great social media ads or great partnerships, and you roll a bunch of people into your group program. You're looking at a bunch of probably not long-termers, probably short-termers. Like, George, I don't care short-termers. Just give me short-termers all day long. Fine, you can do that if you want to. But I don't know, in my experience, it's not as fulfilling having short-termers than having long-termers. And it's much easier for your marketing over the years to not have to impress on first notice, to have to be attractive at the first impression. It's much easier for your marketing, much more energy sustainable for yourself, your authenticity, to not have to be impressive immediately to everybody over the years, right? I'm purposely unimpressive to short-termers. I purposely try to be unattractive to people who first meet me. Because if I'm unattractive when I first in my street clothes, you know, unpolished self, I'm unattractive, that's okay. Goodbye. There are plenty of fish in the sea. You have to understand this. Whatever it is you do, there are plenty of people who would resonate to the ends of the earth with you if you only showed up to them. So it's really a matter of three things. I mean, there are basically three strategies, right? There's content and content distribution, authentic content and content distribution. What I mean by that is creating videos, writing blog posts, recording podcasts, whatever it is you do, you show up online and you learn how to distribute that content, the best of your content, to more of the right people. And that distribution, social, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, I run those things all day long. LinkedIn ads, I run those as well. Maybe you want to do YouTube ads or Google ads, whatever. But distribution of your best content to tens of thousands of the potentially right people is really important. If you're not running ads in your business, I question whether you have a business. What business doesn't run ads? What business doesn't spend money on ads? The business that doesn't take itself seriously. That's my answer. I'm not saying you have to spend hundreds of dollars a month. I'm saying you have to spend $30 a month. Can you spend $30 a month on social media ads? I hope so. This is your business. Are you going to take it seriously or not? It's up to you. If you don't take it seriously, you won't have a business. You'll have a hobby, which is fine, fun, great. If you take it seriously, you'll have a thriving, authentic, sustainable business over the years. That's what I want for you. So if you're not running ads, start running ads because otherwise you're not taking your business seriously. I will make that absolute statement. It's true. Every single business that I know that's run successfully, eventually, well, probably towards the beginning, they started running ads and then they continue running ads because they realize it's an important way to distribute their content and their announcements, even their announcements to current people. So email list is not enough. It's not enough. What are you talking about these days? Email has its own algorithm, just like social media has its algorithm. Gmail will decide to show whether to show your emails in the primary box or promotions box or not at all in the spam box. That's an algorithm too, right? Everything is algorithmic these days. So social media ads, in my opinion, are a must for a serious business. If you want to don't do a serious business, you don't have to. Okay, it's like, sometimes I'm able to enroll 5 people in group programs. Sometimes I'm not. If you want to do it that way, that's fine. But social media and social media ads, I think, is one very solid method. If you don't want to do that for some reason, the other solid method is partnerships. Net carrying and getting partnerships to find the right audiences is, you would have to do it very seriously. You would have to do it very, very actively, having joint ventures, having strategic partnerships, on and on and on. Is a must if you don't do the social media and social media ads route. It's up to you. I do both. I do more social media ads because I'm kind of lazy about doing partnerships. It's kind of like, I have to like, promote them back and I have to kowtow to their, No, I can do my own social media ads. I get to determine my own style, my own voice. That's my preference. Partnerships means you have to work with people and like do it their own style. You got to promote them back. You got to have a large enough list, all these things that partnerships require. But if you do it seriously, that can replace your social media engagement and content reach. And then there's SEO, search engine optimization. That's much harder. That's a much harder nut to crack. Some of you are lucky and you got you lucked into SEO. But that wasn't the strategic, that wasn't a thoughtful, like, I'm going to make this article go viral. What? How come this article went viral? It's more like that with SEO usually. How come this thing went viral? What happened? Let me study SEO now. It's usually like after the fact, you like study it. Like, what happened there? Right? So SEO is much harder to crack than social media ads or partnerships. But if you want, if you care about analytics, if you love the data, if you love studying the data and doing things very scientifically with keyword optimization, then do SEO. My simplest SEO hack, search engine hack, my simplest one, make more YouTube videos. Search engines, especially Google, loves YouTube videos. And if you make a ton of YouTube videos, some of your YouTube videos will show up at the top of the search results for those keywords. Because every single YouTube title is a big effort, comparatively speaking, towards keyword optimization. It's much easier to keyword optimize or search engine optimize a YouTube video than it is any blog post on your website or any medium.com post, any LinkedIn.com post. YouTube videos show up at. For example, Google, here's a good one. Google the Prosperous Coach book review. Do it right now. Notice who's on the first page. I've written an article, but certainly not there on the article, but look at the first couple videos, right? I mean, that's just one quick example that came to mind that works. That's the kind of like, I made a bunch of videos and look, this one did really well. Okay. Anyway, so and of course, there's word of mouth. People always go, "Oh, George, I get most of my clients through word of mouth." I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Everybody gets most of their clients through word of mouth. That is not a strategy. Word of mouth. If you're saying, "Oh, I get most of my clients through word of mouth," you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing, "Oh, you don't know how to do marketing." "Oh, I understand now." "Oh, you're doing no marketing." "Oh, okay, fine. If it's working for you, do no marketing and only depend on word of mouth," which is the standard for everybody. Even someone who does no marketing gets word of mouth. That is not a marketing strategy. That's ridiculous. No, word of mouth is the natural result of either no marketing and just doing good work and you're lucky, or doing marketing and then marketing spills into more word of mouth, right? So word of mouth is, of course, you're going to get word of mouth, but it's not a marketing. It's not a strategy for finding the right people, which is how we started this segment, right? So I hope this is helpful. Whirlwind tour through marketing. And I hope this helps you find the right people over time. They become the right people as you find them.